Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound in offering both hope and help for men. I have someone in the studio today that is just like, he's just a kind man.
Yes, I am. And
he's a... As my brother Cliff says, he's a reasonable man.
Yes, I am.
And this man is kind and reasonable. And,
yes, I am.
But don't upset him, because then you see the wrath of Felix.
Yes, I am.
In the studio with me today to help, I hope it's to help, bring some light and joy and hope into your lives this day. Yes, it's only a part of a cup, because that's all you ever drink. I gave him, told you, I'd bring the coffee up and gave him just a part, half a cup. Yeah. Anyway, so in the studio,
yes.
Felix, good to have you here.
Glad to be here, brother.
All right. So the other thing is that today's topic, we're going to talk about hope and joy. How do you get that during the rough times? And if you noticed our world, a lot of rough times going on, but not just in the world, in our own lives. You know, just the challenges that we have. How do you retain hope and joy? That's what we're going to be talking about as a main topic. And in the meantime, we always like to kind of kick things off for you guys to hear a little encouragement. Well, maybe a lot of encouragement and what that entails. And brother, do you have anything that encouraging that you'd like to share with these brothers today?
No, I don't.
Okay, very good. So we'll go to a break then. How about this? How about we talk about something from, 2 Timothy 2:22. I don't know why. I just
2:22. There's something special about that.
Yeah, it is something. But today's not the second or anything. So
no.
This is from a NIV. It says, "Flee the evil desires of youth, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who are called on the Lord out of a pure heart." So flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So the first time I read this, I actually thought that they were talking about just the young guys, right?
Yeah, youthful.
But it's saying here that we are to flee the evil desires of youth.
Right.
And I don't know about you. Doesn't matter how old you are. We always think we're younger than we really are. In our heads,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
that you know what? Yes, our bodies may say, "Yes, I am," 63 years old, but my head sometimes will think that I'm 28.
Yeah, until you look in the mirror.
And exactly. So I avoid the mirrors, right? The reflections in the glass and all of that.
Yeah.
But really, what it comes down to is that it reminds me here that I need to pursue certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Not the things that I used to want to pursue, those desires of the youthful days, which were women, right?
And then there was women.
Oh, and then money to help get the
more
women.
Women.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Prettier women.
And then all those things that you thought would attract the women.
Mm-hmm.
And but that is what it's telling me to do, is to flee from those.
Flee from them.
It means turn away. Run like a crazy man.
Run like Joseph did from Potiphar's wife.
Let her have the jacket, the cloak, whatever. Just keep running, because you know what? All that's going to lead to is the sin.
Yep.
Right? But he says that we're to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
Yep.
Along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So that means hang out with people who are attempting to do the same thing.
That's right.
That the fellowship, which is so important, important because as men, let me tell you, you know this, you don't want to hang out with other guys. You don't want to be with, I don't need any help. I don't want to have to share anything. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. But that's, you know, a big part of that is that we need to drop that facade of thinking that we don't need to be in any type of fellowship. Mm-hmm. And fellowship is so important. The Bible talks about that. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. You need to have someone else there to be sharpened.
Yes.
So anyway.
No, that's very true. And you know, as guys, we need to learn to do the right things because most of us weren't brought up with, you know, the greatest role models, the greatest fathers, me included. And so we need to help each other to be able to be, attain the manhood, that Christian manhood that's God's calling us to.
Yeah.
That the world needs.
Amen.
Yeah.
That our families need.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the people near us, the people that we influence. You may not have a marriage, you may not have any children, but brother, you still are an influence in others' lives. And even other children around. You know what? It's amazing. Your buddies or relatives that have younger kids, they are attracted to you because you're young. And you're probably smiling with them. And you probably want to, you know, throw a ball with them or flip them around or something like that. You know, the key is that you do influence others. And we want to be able
either
to
positively or negatively.
That's true. And we want to be more on the positive. We want to pursue righteousness. Faith, love, and peace.
And dude, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Today's a new day. You can make up for all that you did yesterday. Today.
Beginning with
today.
Forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness.
Repentance.
And then turning away from all that sort of thing.
Repentance.
Repentance.
Yes, repentance.
How do you spell that? No, don't worry. Can you just kind of fire it up a little bit here? Drink another cup of coffee or another sip of coffee here because and don't pull on that because you're gonna mess things up. This guy I think this is his last show. We're going to put him on sabbatical after this.
Really? Please. Wow. Hallelujah. I finally made it. I graduated.
All right. There. See? You have now witnessed hope and joy in the midst of challenges.
There you go.
There you go. Mm. Let's talk about this.
All right.
Now, we were coming up with a few topics here just prior to us getting going here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were laughing at a few of them and trying to think. And then the very last one that was written down that our producer suggested along with all these others, we said, hey, let's do that one.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah.
So why did you say, yeah, let's do this one?
Because it's the most fun. And you know Felix. Felix is looking for fun. I need fun in my life. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's one of the biggest and most important ones because, you know, right after love and the fruit of the Spirit comes what? Joy. And if the devil steals your joy, he's got you. And so joy is an important thing to hold on to. And it's amazing. You know, the kingdom of God is kind of not straightforward like the upside down world that we're in, but it's the right side up kingdom. And when we turn to James, chapter 1, verse 2. It says, my brothers, and that's you guys, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So, joy is very important, and we're supposed to get it when we're going through trials. We're supposed to count it as joy. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like trials, you know? But as somebody once said, you're either in a trial, you're going to go into a trial, or you're coming out of a trial. So trials come in our lives. They're inevitable.
Yes.
So avoiding them, don't bother avoiding them. It's a waste of time to avoid trials because you're going to have them. So the question is, how are you going to face the trial? Are you going to face it with joy and let it produce patience? Or are you going to be frustrated and try to combat it and wind up getting your joy stolen by the enemy of your soul? So that's how I'd like to start that out.
So difference between joy and happiness? Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Happiness is of the world?
No, you can be happy in the Lord. Okay. But happiness is situational.
Ah, meaning, you know, give me an example.
You know, my puppy makes me happy. My wife, when she smiles at me, makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so things make me happy, but it comes and goes.
Okay.
Where joy is a rich sense in my soul, mm-hmm. that I'm smiling on the inside.
Despite what's taking place on the outside.
Right. And so it's an inside smile. Where happiness is, you know, it's a lot more frivolous. It's a lot more fleeting. Where joy is, you know, Jesus said, you know, I came that your joy would be made full.
Yes.
You know, so this fullness of joy in your relationship with Christ, that it may not make you happy sometimes because some of the stuff is painful. So the question is, can you have joy in the midst of the storm? Can you have peace in the midst of the storm? Can you still, you know, have a smile on the inside knowing that what's going on is only temporary and it's only going to make you stronger?
So really what it comes down to is that this happiness that is, as you used earlier, could be fleeting. In other words, depending on circumstances, right? My wife smiles at me and so on and so forth, but then the very next morning I get a phone call that takes that happiness away, right?
Right.
And yet with joy, if I have that true joy that, hey, I'm grateful for what I have around me, I'm grateful for my marriage, my home, you know, the place that I'm living right now, but I'm content in mm-hmm. a sense, right? When I have that joy and I get that phone call, I still have that joy, even despite the challenges a phone call might make, right? That's the kind of what you're talking about?
Yes. I'm talking about this underlying, like I say, inner smile.
Yes.
It's an inner smile of knowing that, you know, number one, you know, that's why it's so important, as Jesus said, that he came to make our joy full.
Yes.
And because the thing is, when we realize that we used to be enemies with God and doomed and condemned, that we're now friends with God who are accepted, who are adopted, and have a future that's totally awesome. I mean, there's a joy that permeates my soul that transcends, you know, my situation.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I can always pull on. I can always, that's why the scripture says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because I have strength knowing what he has done for me and what I have in him. And so it's a matter of really, you know, getting that understanding so that nobody can steal my joy, you know, because they didn't give it to me, you see. And that's what the enemy does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And mm-hmm. he loves to steal our joy.
Yes.
And if he can steal your joy, brother, he's got you by the cojones.
And then all of a sudden you're going to be following everything he leads you toward.
Sure, right? Because you're going to be trying to find the joy that he right. has stolen from you. After he steals right. it and runs away, right. you're going to be running after him to get your joy back. And he's right. going to be throwing these alternative things at you on the lawn while you're running around, mm-hmm. and you're picking them up trying to get joy from those while he's got your joy and gone.
Yep.
And so we've got to know that is something that we have, you know, we have to hold on to.
So a part of getting this joy is actually getting rid of what we have inside already, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes things, whether it be guilt,
shame, condemnation.
Yeah, all of these things that will actually keep us bound into not receiving the joy in a sense.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So can a guy feel these, still have these things and have joy?
Well, you can have a little bit of each.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing, again, Jesus said, I came that your joy would be full.
Yeah.
So he wants us. The funny thing about, you know, the really tough thing about Christianity is it's not, as some people preach it, compromising or halfway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God always talks about, I want all of you. Mm-hmm. I want your joy to be full.
Yes.
It's not a part ways, you know, it's mm-hmm. not wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, half-stepping kind of relationship mm-hmm. God wants. And so the more we give him of our lives, the more mm-hmm. we get. So we can give him a little bit if we want to, but the most miserable Christians are Christians that are half-baked. Yeah. You know, they have not put themselves on the altar. They are not totally not dead, yeah. but they're holding on to dead stuff, and they're miserable yeah. because they're too saved to go to heaven, and too much heaven is in them to go to hell. Yeah. And so they can't, they're miserable.
Yeah.
And so we're not called to be half-baked Christians. We're totally all in. And that's what, that's the joy. The joy is when you're all in, because the joy is you can't have the joy if you're not all in.
That's kind of like straddling the fence. Try to have one foot in each side of that fence, and it, the fence is a little tall. Makes you uncomfortable, if yeah. you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to lean one way or the other, and you go, oh, okay. Somewhere, some at that time, you end up making a decision. But some men actually stay in that same place, staying with the discomfort and saying, this is my life. This is the way it is. It's not going to change because of my decisions. Well, they don't realize that, but these are the decisions that you've made,
yeah.
right? You know, in Philippians 2, it says here, so if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, verse 2 says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. So, he's asking, in a sense here, complete my joy. That's the Lord's joy, right?
The joy that he gives us.
Yeah, that yeah. he gives us, right? Complete mm-hmm. it by being of the same mind, like-mindedness. In other words, living a life that is attempting to be righteous,
mm-hmm.
being obedient to what Christ wants us to be doing.
Yeah,
he wants us to have joy and freedom and love and to have all of these abundances in our lives, but we're the ones that actually keep it from that.
Right. Well, a lot of times, either through the guilt, shame, and condemnation, we don't believe that we deserve it.
Yep.
We don't believe that we can have it, that you can have it, but not me.
Yep.
You don't know what I've done. You yep. don't know where I've been. You know, that type of thing that the devil masks.
And I'm not going to tell you what those are either. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
that's
no.
the other part, that men actually fall in that trap. I'm not going to tell you what it is, what no. I've done.
Yeah, yeah. That's and it's too ugly. It's too terrible, you know. But God forgives everything, and wonderfully, that blood covers everything. So the whole thing is that it's there for us. And so we have to know that regardless of whether we think we deserve it, it's just like salvation. It comes, mm-hmm. it's a package. It's the whole deal.
Right.
God saves us, heals us, sets us free, all if we want to. But just like you've seen, there's people stuck in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't get through. They can't make it cross. They can't get that revelation that I can be set free. You know, I can have freedom. And so Jesus said, I came to set the captives free.
Yes.
And we were all captive of something.
Yes.
And so he's come. And that's where the joy is, knowing that you're free, because there's such wonderful joy in freedom.
You know, as a youth in high school, I had a girlfriend. Her name was Joy. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Faith. Okay. And I thought those were things that I really
These were religious
yeah.
girls?
Yeah, well, let's just say, this. You got to remember, it's high school. You know, you're imagining all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah, I bet.
But even as an adult,
youthful lusts.
That can happen with men. Back to that 2 Timothy 2:22.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and continue talking about this joy. Is it really that difficult to be able to reach it, to be able to have that, to be able to experience that in your life? You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Help us reach more men with hope and biblical wisdom. Spread the word about Band of Brothers Radio at faithplace.org.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights, every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors.
Don't have time or energy to keep up with your yard work? That's for sure. And that's why we choose Kane's Lawn and Garden, and we have for years. If you live in Whatcom County, Kane's Lawn and Garden can help you with the mowing, the edging, the shrub care and pruning, property weed control, general property cleanup, whatever you need. Give them a call to get a quote, 360-312-9524, or visit their website, caneslawnandgarden.com. caneslawnandgarden.com.
Consider making a tax-deductible donation to help us continue providing faithplace.org.
Band of Brothers Radio.
When I hear testimonies of other men and how they've went through things, it blesses me and helps me in my walk.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
The shows I would listen to, there were so many times where they were just exactly what I needed to hear that day for my marriage or to get through the day as a mom.
The Carolyn Merriman Show.
It's really helped me to focus on meeting God every day and hearing what he has to say to me. And often that will happen when I'm listening to Carolyn's program.
Please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
You only need a spark to start a whole blaze. It only takes a little faith. Let it start right here in this city. So these old walls will never be the same. Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. They need to know, I need to go. Spirit, won't you fall on my heart?
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. Felix and Raul in the studio talking about joy. And, you know, a big part of this topic, joy, is something that we'd sometimes realize that, or at least I'll speak for myself, at a time in my walk with Christ, I thought that joy was really meant for people who had it all together, that I could not feel the joy that they have unless I have done everything that they've done to be able to receive it, in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost, and I came from an upbringing that there was, it's all about works. So you do all the right things, and then you're going to start feeling all the good things, right? And that's not what this thing is about. This joy is actually something that we seek. And is it really our own joy that we're seeking, or is it the joy of the Lord that we're actually seeking?
What do you think? Joy of the Lord is my strength.
I'm just trying to get you to participate.
You want to talk? You want to talk about this?
Okay,
let's talk about this. You know,
I'm leaving right now.
That's all right. I'll carry the show.
Oh yeah.
Me and the producer will get it done. All right. Listen.
She leaves when I leave.
Well then, I'll turn this into a music show then.
It won't last very long.
No. Well, okay. What the heck?
Anyway, let's do it.
Yes.
Okay.
We're joyful. We're joyful. We have the joy of the Lord. It bubbles up inside of us, and it's available. But I'm going to tell you, really, I cannot believe that people have joy outside of Jesus Christ. That's just my belief. I've been outside of Jesus, and I've been in Jesus. I had no joy. I had happiness. I had moments, great happiness, drunkenness, highness, all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But joy, I mean, joy is, like I say, it bubbles up from inside your spirit. I mean, it's a knowing that, that, like I say, I have peace with the God of the universe. And he has given me his joy because he sings over me. He's happy that I'm saved. He's happy that I love him. And I'm happy that I love him too, and he loves me. So it's not my joy; it's his joy that he's given me, and it's wonderful.
So one of the things, and I recall, you know, before walking with Christ and making that decision to become a follower of Jesus, I looked at other religions and stuff, and I remember looking and listening to those who were Buddhist and stuff. They seem like, man, they've got a real joy about them. There's a certain sense of peace about them. They even walk around looking
mystical.
Yeah, and mystical, yes. And yet there was that, it was not complete right. for me, because it was like there were too many, I guess maybe I did not see myself ever shaving my head completely and wearing a big scarf around my body.
You couldn't see it, huh?
No, I couldn't
yeah.
see it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't feel right. So really what it comes down to is that my faith, my belief in the Lord. Are there other things out there for you to lure us into saying this is going to bring you joy? I mean, how many times have I looked at a Cadillac commercial on some of the new Cadillacs and sit there and go, oh my goodness, this would bring me joy? Or you look at that new Porsche that they have out and you sit there, oh, this would bring me joy, right? Oh, wait a minute. You know, front row seats to a season of whatever sporting event that you want to be at. That would bring me joy.
No, because as soon as they lose, your joy would be gone. When they lose a game, you're sad. See, it's situational. That's a happiness. That's not joy. And that's where we get confused. You see? Was I joyful when they called that play at the one-yard line?
Why are we talking about that?
There was no joy in my because they took my happiness. I was happy that they were going to win.
You know, not take very long before I realized that look at the joy here. Of the learning experience mm-hmm. that they have as a result of what took place. Many learned some lessons in that less
painful,
than a minute.
Painful,
But you know, with pain comes, you know, the mourning comes. Right?
Yeah, but it
the,
wasn't.
The tears will be
it's,
gone.
It's not joy. It's not joy.
Okay.
It's not joy.
But the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And what it comes down to is that there has to be, we have to get rid of some of these things that we are carrying for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Our own thinking of what this is, what it's going to be like and how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Again, getting rid of dealing with the challenges of the past that we never dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
are there opportunities for me to make amends in areas for people that I've hurt and I decided I'm not ever going to talk to them ever again?
Yeah.
Are there people that have asked for forgiveness, but I never replied or responded or got together with them? Are there situations that I know that I've done wrong that was maybe unlawful, not only to the world, but maybe to God,
mm-hmm.
that I haven't dealt with and I've been avoiding? And yet today I find myself trying to hide those or to avoid them through other means that the world supplies to be able to keep me from having to look at them.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it be alcohol or drugs or, gambling, whatever it is, pornography, whatever it is. These are the things that actually draw us away from truly having that heart that is filled or being filled up with joy.
Yeah.
That can come only from God. And when it comes from Him, you're going to know it. You're going to sense it. There's going to be a sense of security, a sense of knowing that, of well-being, that despite whatever is taking place, I'm not ever going to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He promises us that. That there is nothing that can separate His love for us. Nothing.
Nothing.
And the deal is that to be able to get to that place, it doesn't happen just because somebody prays that over you. Boom. It requires you having to take some action. Now, it's not about doing works that you think are going to make you feel better. It's about doing what God wants you to be doing.
Yep.
So that you would be able to feel and experience the freedom and the joy of a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That very few at times, it seems like, are the only ones that haven't, and it's usually not me. But, brother, it is available to each and every one of us.
And it doesn't come based on whether we deserve it or whether we're worthy of it or any of that. You know, it comes totally by the grace and the mercy of God. Because, you know, the one of the fruit of the Spirit, the second one, I mean, the first one is love. We know God is love, okay? We know that love is everything because for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So love is number one. But right after love comes joy. Because the joy is to know that we loved. I mean, isn't it a joyful thing to know that you're loved? and loved by the living God. So, you know, the thing is that not only do we want to have joy, we want to attain joy, but we want to maintain our joy. Because it's one thing to get it, it's another thing to keep it. And like I said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he will love to steal your fruit called joy. So we not only want to have it, but we want to maintain it. And it can grow. And that's what James says. He says that our joy, you know, grows as we go through stuff and we see how God takes us through the valley of the shadow of death, how he gets us over these trials and tribulations, how we get victory, how we are overcomers. We get joy every time we get victory over a battle. Every time I'm able to turn and not watch pornography, that's a victory. I get joy out of that. Every time I do the right thing, even though I didn't want to do the right thing, but I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me to do the right thing, I get joy out of that because I realize there's something working in me. There's somebody working in me, and he's bringing me to perfection.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the applications that we can do as men to be able to at least point us in the direction of acquiring joy. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Summer is in full swing, and there's nothing that says summer like a great barbecue with friends. If you're having a barbecue, make sure you serve your guests top-quality meats from Hemplers. Hemplers offers hot dogs, bratwurst, and delicious bacon, the perfect addition to any hamburger. They offer a variety of meats that are nitrate-free and have no gluten. Improve your next barbecue by choosing Hemplers meats. For more information and where to purchase Hempler meats, go to Hemplers.com.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
Do you own or manage your own business? Then we invite you to advertise your business on our talk shows here at FaithPlace.org. We can offer really affordable commercials with a highly engaged audience. When you advertise on our talk shows, you'll enjoy the added benefit of knowing that you're helping our talk show ministry to continue offering hope and godly counsel to listeners in your community and around the world. To get details on the advertising here at faithplace.org, send an email to info@faithplace.org. That's info@faithplace.org. We look forward to partnering with you.
Into your word, we're digging deep to know our Father's heart. Into the world, we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you know me. Lift your name on high, shine like the sun, make darkness run.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and I've got Mr. Joy sitting right across from me here.
Yes, I am. I am joyful.
Looking through the Word of God, we come across the word overjoy, overjoyed. And I have three different scripture talks about being overjoyed. They were overjoyed about seeing the star of Bethlehem, okay, when Jesus was born, okay? Mm-hmm. They were overjoyed, okay? And it really just means that they are filled with joy,
yeah.
Okay? So you cannot be underjoyed, okay? When you have joy, you have it. But you have it in abundance when you have that relationship with Christ of that assurance, okay? It is a feeling though, right? An emotion.
Yeah, definitely.
So, which is connected to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if our heart's not connected to the right place, guess what?
What?
We're not going to feel it.
Really?
Come on, brother. Oh, my gosh. I can tell when I'm trying to talk to him and he's trying to look something up at the same time as I'm trying to get him to respond or to reply to me.
You might want me to reply so you can look up something.
So now that we're all on the same page, okay. I mean, after all, I can do this too.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
John 20:20. After he said this, he showed them his hands and said the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
Overjoyed.
So filled with joy.
Full of joy.
So let me ask you something, because you're a grandfather.
I'm a great-grandfather.
Okay. Man, you're old. So if you recall, when your children, your daughters were little, when they were toddlers, okay,
mm-hmm.
and when you see your grandchildren when they were toddlers, okay, and your great-grandchild, whenever you've seen them recently, doesn't it bring a certain joy, a certain feeling to your heart when you see them a certain way, when they're smiling, they're content, that you know that they feel secure and they feel like everything is A-okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you have the family around, there's a sense of you know, completeness as you see your seed, as you see, you know, your DNA and your family. I mean, it's your blood. It's your flesh and blood.
Right.
You know, you see them around you, and you see, especially when they're doing well. I mean, it steals your joy when they're not, you know, but when you have them all around you, whether it be Christmas time or that, you know, there's even past the happiness. You can get that sense of joy, especially, you know, when you know that they're walking in the Lord. I mean, there's a joy that just, you know, overwhelms your heart.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just, it's good.
But and you mentioned, you used the word DNA. Yes. Do you feel that? Yes. If you did not have children and you adopted, or your in-laws, your son-in-laws, okay, in a sense, which you don't have any of.
Not yet.
But those who are not of your blood, you can still feel that same joy of that completeness of family. You know, I watch my wife when we have the family over. We have the kids and the grandkids. You know, we have 7 grandchildren, and they all live nearby. And so when they all gather together, I watch her eyes. She loves preparing for their coming over and enjoying being together. And I just watch her eyes, her expressions. And, you know, it is a joy to see the joy in her. As she is just, you know, she's just, man, in the midst of it, she's like, man, I am in happy city, so to speak. And, but it really is joyful city. But that same type of feeling, when like you use James to open the show up with, that we were to find joy in all circumstances. How does a guy apply certain things to have joy in the midst of realizing you just got a bill for something that you forgot completely about, or that you just got a phone call that says somebody just hit your car down in the parking lot and it's on fire, or, you know, whatever, okay? How do you have joy in the midst of that? What's it mean to have joy in all circumstances?
Well, you know, when your joy is based on the solid rock, then nothing can shake it. The Bible says we are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so the world may shake around us, but that doesn't mean that we have to shake. Mm-hmm. If we've built our house on sand, then when the world shakes, we'll shake. But when we build our life on the rock, Jesus Christ, then, and what does that mean? That means my hope, my trust, my faith, my future is in him and not in the present circumstance. Because the circumstance can change, and yes, it usually does. I tell people, never put permanent emotions into a temporary situation, because situations change.
Yes.
But we put these permanent emotions into it, and then we wind up getting dragged around by something that's temporary. And then we take it with us, and it goes into the future with us when it should be left in the past. Ooh. So the whole thing is to know that this is only temporary. This is only a training ground. This is 10,000 years from now, we won't even remember what we're doing today, but we'll be you talk about joy. Yeah. So, I mean, knowing this and knowing that my present circumstances don't dictate my future, yes. They don't control me, and I am free to live my life regardless of what happens around me, that gives me joy. And that's how you can hold on to it, because otherwise it'll get stolen by the moment. The moment, see, these moments of disaster, these moments of confusion, moments of testing and trial, they'll try to steal your joy because they'll try to just suck it right out of you and replace it with fear, you know, condemnation, guilt, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we got to make sure that it doesn't happen.
And that's a big part of what ends up taking place when we see something in someone else that we want. I want to be like that guy is. I want to feel like that guy looks, in a sense, you know. And you see that in people who are actually walking with Christ. You know, they have a certain peace about them, a certain confidence about them, and they have a smile. There's always something kind coming from their lips. And you sit there and you just go, wow, I want to be like that, but maybe I'll have to wait until I'm their age, okay? And or, in a sense, what it comes down to is that am I willing to do whatever is necessary to feel that? Do I really want to believe what the Bible says? You know, I have guys that I've talked with, I know you have also, that sit there and they think, well, if you're telling me that these don't have repercussions, but what about, you know, the fact is I can't let him get away with what he just did, you know, to me. I've got to let him know that that's totally wrong and do something, you know, whether it's revengeful or whatever it is, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we let our emotions take over. Right. And that's really what the enemy wants, is he wants us to react in the flesh on everything, because that will disregard everything. Before you know it, it drives us deeper into the darkness, like you talked about earlier, which takes us further away from the light,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
The light being God.
Yeah.
Light being that opportunity of hope. And the further that the enemy takes us down into these different emotions that will drive us away, saying, hey, I can't believe that somebody did this. All of a sudden, before I know it, wow, mm-hmm. I can't hear the knock on the door.
Yep.
That's Jesus, right?
Right.
I can't hear it. Yeah. You know, but there is hope. And that hope is, how do I get to that place
mm-hmm.
of being able to have in my heart, knowing that there is something good that can take place in my life. I just have to be willing to not necessarily do something other than just surrender.
Yeah. You got to be sick and tired of being and feeling the way you feel.
Let's come back. We did it last time, but let's try it this time. When we come back, we'll try to do some application here.
Application.
Practical application.
Okay.
For our guys. Because we're going to have just a few minutes. So stay awake, Felix. I know you had a hard time sleeping, and you're feeling much better now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Need more in-depth biblical counsel on a specific subject? Check out our latest of recommended books on the Band of Brothers page at faithplace.org. The Carolyn Merriman Show, featuring licensed therapist Carolyn Merriman.
God showed me that if I could keep loving my ex-husband, because after all, God says, love your enemies. And he was acting like an enemy at the time.
Yeah.
Love your enemies, you know, and rather than be resentful to them or constantly angry for them. And it showed me that I was being a victim of those things. If I would let God fill me up, he would ensure that I would have enough to love this other person, not to be a doormat. I don't want to confuse that with, if you love somebody, you're just, you know, never going to expect anything back or whatever. But it was, that's going to flush out the resentment. If I would just be filled to overflowing with God's love for me.
The Carolyn Merriman Show, podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. We have a few minutes, and, you know, personal application to be able to get to certain things, first and foremost, the Word of God never does come back void. I believe the Word of God. That's what it says, that His Word does not come back void. So in sharing the Word of God, it always reminds us of the things that we need to be doing. And one of the things is most important is to acknowledge Him. Now, how you acknowledge Him is totally up to you. But I want to acknowledge Him as my Creator, my Savior, the one who can actually not only take me out of the condition I'm in and put me in a new condition, but actually will love me as a result of it. As a matter of fact, He loves us right now despite the sin that you're in. Why wouldn't you want to be with the manufacturer? He produced you. Why would you want to ask Him what it is that you need to be doing in your life? Since He created you, why ask your buddies? Because they're trying to figure it out themselves. They don't know what you're supposed to do. They'd love to tell you what to do, but that's not what it is you need to be doing. Brother?
Well, I want to read this in the NLT. I mean, this is like...
New Living Translation.
Yeah, it's language that even you can understand.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." All right. So what does that tell us? It tells us that the situations that come into our lives come for a reason. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, those situations are opportunities for you to grow. You need to look at those as a blessing because God will give you the way out. He was looking for you to partner with Him for the solution to your problems. You don't have the solutions to your problems. The biggest problem is we think we do. Without Him, you don't. You just have another solution that'll create another problem. He has solutions that eliminate problems. So He wants us to learn how to partner with Him so that we can get keep our joy in that and have our joy grow. Because every time I overcome and every time I get the victory, I get more joy because I'm more like Him. And so, guys, we got to realize that look for opportunities because they're opportunities for you to become more like Christ and be more of the man that you know you need to be. Because you know you need to be it. God knows you need to be it, but you don't think you can get there. You can't get there by yourself, but you can get there.
Reach out to someone else, brother. You're not alone. And if you don't reach out, you're going to stay alone.
Yep.
Would you pray for our brothers?
Father, I thank You for every and all that are listening to this podcast, oh God. I bless them, and I thank You that their ears hear and their eyes would see, that Your glory would be in their lives, oh God. Let them know that You have a way for them to overcome every obstacle that comes into their lives and that You have come so that their joy would be full. Father, encourage them with these words so that they would know that they can have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.